Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to This Day in History Class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is March 11th, 2019. The day was March 11th, 1892. In Springfield, Massachusetts, 7 students and 7 teachers played the first public game of basketball at the International Young Men's Christian Association Training School, or what is now Springfield College. An article in the March 12th issue of a Springfield newspaper said the following. Over 200 spectators craned their necks over the gallery railing of the Christian Workers Gymnasium while they watched the game of basketball yesterday afternoon between the teachers of the International Young Men's Christian Association Training School and the students. At the time, James Naismith was working as a physical education instructor at the YMCA Training School in Springfield. The students at the school were confined indoors during the cold Massachusetts winter, and they had a lot of pent-up energy. The calisthenics and children's games they were playing in class just weren't cutting it for the rowdy students. So a teacher challenged Naismith to create a game that could keep students active in the wintertime between football and baseball seasons. Naismith drew from the games of rugby, lacrosse, and another that combines tag and marksmanship called duck on a rock. So on December 21st, 1891, Naismith asked his students to play a 9-versus-9 match using a soccer ball and 2 peach baskets. He mounted the peach baskets to the lower rail of the gym's balcony, which was about 10 feet or 3 meters above the ground. The goal was to throw the ball into the opposing team's peach basket. The baskets didn't have holes in the bottom, so students in the balcony would have to grab the ball out of the basket when it went in. But since Naismith hadn't given the students any clear guidelines other than get the ball in the basket, the game didn't go so well. He said the following in a 1939 radio interview. The boys began tackling, kicking, and punching in the clinches. Before I could pull them apart, one boy was knocked out. Several of them had black eyes, and one had a dislocated shoulder. It certainly was murder. But even though the game didn't go too smoothly, the students still wanted to play again. So Naismith wrote 13 rules for the game. His secretary typed the rules on 2 pages, and he hung them up in the gym. I won't tire you by going through all of the original rules, but here are some. The ball may be thrown or batted in any direction with one or both hands. A player cannot run the ball, but must throw it from the spot where he catches it, though there is leniency for a player who catches the ball when running if he tries to stop. That no running with the ball rule kept the players from tackling and hitting each other. Naismith had invented the game of basketball, which was originally written as two words. And in a January 15, 1892 article that was sent to YMCAs across the United States, he listed the rules of the new game. 5 days later, the first official game of basketball was played at a YMCA gym in Albany, New York. And on March 11th, the first public game was played at the YMCA training school gym in Springfield. The sport quickly spread across college campuses. The first intercollegiate basketball game was played in 1895, and the first professional basketball league formed 3 years after that. By around this time, teams of five were the norm. In 1901, dribbling was introduced, though it wasn't that efficient considering balls were still asymmetrical. By 1906, the game used nets with holes in the bottom. And today, the sport looks a lot different than it did at that first game in 1891. And the rule book is a lot longer. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. So here's some fun trivia I found while researching this episode. Naismith's original 13 rules were purchased at auction in 2010 for $4.3 million. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.